Mini episode 972 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 972. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Billions episode 3.3. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 3.2. Number five, Bobby spiraling into a full-blown midlife crisis. With all due respect to what seems to be most reviewers of the show, who seem to focus largely on Bobby losing control once he had to sign over his ability to trade, his issues are already far beyond that. It is interesting, though, that the writers wasted no time in having Bobby give in to his regrets after giving up that right in the season premiere. But Bobby had always taken great strength from his family, and now he seems openly apathetic to having Laura leave him, and he dispatched his sons to Little League via chopper when he deemed himself too busy to attend. The latter example is also an indication of how he has pretty much moved away from his self-image as the blue-collar billionaire. Now he's just another middle-aged rich guy seeking thrills where he can because he doesn't have control over his life between his trial and the legal restrictions that he faces. And we're only two episodes into this season. His continuing transformation will be fascinating to witness. Number four, Chuck learned already about the cost of favors, and he'll learn more in the time to come. Good old transactional Chuck called in two favors to get what he needed in terms of judicial selection, but it cost him his one remaining chit with the departing judge, and will cost him one large favor to be named later from the incoming judge. Given that Dake just cashed in his favor by putting a key ally right in the Southern District office, Chuck got to see the other side of the coin in terms of when you have to make good on a promise. And you know that Chuck's going to face a whopper of a request from his buddy the judge. Number three, Taylor navigates the crisis fearfully but successfully. The unflappable Taylor persona was punctured repeatedly in this last episode, although the day ended as successfully as it could have, with only minor losses in an impossible situation. The lack of experience relative to Axe proved to be an issue right off the bat in terms of anticipating Brazil's tsunami, but the means of adapting, including finding value in an idea of Ben's that Axe would have probably joined everyone else in dismissing as soft-hearted pablum, was intriguing, not least of which because it may signal a conflict down the road between the ethics of Taylor and the vulture capitalism nature of the firm in a way that Connerty has hoped. At any rate, surviving the first big crisis confers greater gravitas on Taylor relatively early in the stewardship. Number two, Wendy picks a side without meaning to. Viewers got a first in episode 3.2, the first real example of Wendy providing life coaching for her husband the same way that she does at work. Chuck even seemed stunned by her level of capability and insight, indicating that even after all those years of marriage that he'd never seen her in that light before. But Wendy wasn't realizing that she was tipping the scales in a zero-sum game. She cannot prop up her husband without hurting her employer. Her coaching about how to make Chuck more effective worked greatly to the detriment of Axe, as Chuck removed the specter of Bobby getting off due to an ideologically sympathetic judge. The more that she does for her husband, the further that she'll bury Bobby. And as she made clear to Axe at the end of Season 2, she's not looking to abandon him or the firm. Something will have to give. Number 1. The jousting and positioning on both sides of the case is already at a fever pitch. Interestingly, both Chuck and Bobby notched huge victories for their sides. As previously mentioned, Chuck's nimble shuffling of the chessboard to get a more favorable judge in place was huge in terms of the outcome. As successful as Bobby was, you've got to give more weight to Chuck's victory, because while Axe got the right Maria Gonzalez deported in one of his most scumbaggy moments to date, and he got his other lackey to stonewall Connerty, it's a numbers game for the feds right now. Bobby has loose ends all over the massive tri-state area, and the government being 0 for the first two, assuming that his nudist buddy keeps his trap shut, is only the beginning. Chuck, Dake, Connerty, and a host of others will be picking at those threads throughout this season, and Bobby's going to need plenty more miracles from Wags, his two new fixers, and anyone else who could be bribed to help him. The previews show that he's going to use both money and spite to tempt Ira to turn on Chuck next week. Will he? That's a moment of great anticipation for what has already been a great season for this show. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.